From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW boys basketball team beat Halifax County in overtime on Friday night, 64-62. Kobe Morrison led the way for the Eagles with 16 points and 12 rebounds, while Messiah Turner added 13 points and 5 rebounds. The win is the 100th career win for head coach DeMarcus Morrison. GW is now 10-6 overall and 5-1 in the district. The Chatham girls basketball team rolled past rival Gretna on Friday, 67-30. Jakaya Jiggets led the way for the Cavaliers with 27 points, and Sydney Ward finished with 16. The Chatham girls are now 17-0 overall and 8-0 in the district. The Gretna boys beat Chatham in a close one, 45-44 on Friday. With the win, Gretna is now 12-4 overall and 6-2 in the district, while the loss drops Chatham to 5-11 overall and 2-6 in the district. The Dan River boys basketball team won their 11th in a row on Friday as they beat Appomattox 66-53. With the win, Dan River is now 14-2 overall and 7-1 in the Dogwood District. The Tunstall boys also picked up a win over Magna Vista 66-52. The Trojans improved to 9-7 overall and are now 5-1 in the district. In the NFL playoffs, the New England Patriots beat the Denver Broncos 10-7 in the AFC Championship game yesterday. The Patriots defense held the Broncos to just 181 total yards in the win. This will be the Patriots' 12th trip to the Super Bowl and the first since the 2018 season. The Seattle Seahawks beat the Los Angeles Rams 31-27 in the NFC Championship. Sam Darnold led the way for the Seahawks as he passed for 346 yards and 3 touchdowns. This will be the Seahawks' 4th trip to the Super Bowl and the first since the 2014 season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.